Welcome, everybody, to the Virtual Wholesaling Podcast, Episode 11. It's your boy, Antoine Campbell. We got an amazing episode. And this is a question. Today's topic is a question I get a lot through my YouTube channel, people DM me on Instagram, through my customer sign up to hire their first VA. And the question is, how long would it take me to get my first deal? And I think I'm going to cover this in today's podcast because I feel like people have a set timeline. People feel like there's a guarantee or, you know, it's going to take 3 months, 6 months, 2 weeks. And I'm going to break it all down today. But first, on today's episode is sponsored by my website, co929.com, your place where you can go hire all your virtual assistants, get all of your training, and literally take care of everything when it comes to business automations and systems. Head over to CEO929.com, book a call with me and my team, and we can discuss your options and what we can do to take your business to the next level. If you're interested in our program where we help you set up your business from A to Z called Business in a Box, just book a call and say you want to talk about Business in a Box, and we'll take care of you. Okay, so back to the podcast. Most people think that there is a preset time or there is a guarantee of some sort that it's going to take to get your first deal. I'm here to tell you that there's no preset time. Real estate wholesaling in particular is a marketing business. You are in a marketing business. And then secondly, you are in a concierge business where you are being paid to solve problems that the traditional real estate channels such as the MLS cannot for the seller in most cases, right? Sometimes their house is in terrible condition. Sometimes they live out of state. Sometimes they have an unruly tenant. There's a lot of variables why it wouldn't make sense for a seller to want to sell on MLS or try to sell on MLS and wasn't successful. That's when you as the wholesaler come in and you become that problem solver where you can literally get paid to solve problems and get paid to be a concierge. In the hotel industry, we had a department called Consider It Done. And that's essentially what you do. You do the stuff that most people don't want to do, such as helping a homeowner relocate, finding a moving company, helping them put their stuff in storage, taking them on a doctor's appointments. Like, you have to do what you got to do in order to get a deal across the finish line. Now, when it comes to timeline, I've seen people get a deal in their first 2 weeks. I've seen people take 6 months. My first real estate transaction, it took me 30 days to get my first deal. And that wasn't all just setting up a marketing campaign and calling. It was just all for being resourceful. Like, who do I know? So if you haven't closed your first deal yet, and it's been months or a year or 2 years, I think the biggest issue is most entrepreneurs isn't resourceful enough, or they're usually distracted. They're distracted by their job. They're distracted by their day-to-day life. They put other things before. Real estate is a business of consistency. And it will tell on you if you're not consistent in your business. Like, we get a lot of people say, hey, I've been at this for 8 months and nothing. And then we would go and look at it and break it down and say, okay, now what have you been doing consistently for 8 months? And nothing that they implement or done haven't been consistent to see that it be executed. So I think that most times it's all about being at the right place at the right time. Most people usually come about and they'll usually be like, man, I started wholesaling last week and 3 weeks later I closed a $40,000 deal. Now, that deal was going to happen with that wholesaler, without that wholesaler, because there was three other people, big box wholesalers who been in contact with that seller, and then but for some odd reason, they couldn't close that seller. So you come on along and you get lucky and get that deal on the contract and make you 40K. Then they go for the next 8 months to a year and close anything else after that because they didn't have a pipeline, that it was just in the right place at the right time. I'm not going to say it was luck because you still had work involved, but it wasn't structured. So when people come to us, they're looking for a structured business. But like I'm telling them, the leads that you're talking to in March or April or June are going to be probably the transactions you're closing in late fall, early winter. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? Like, you know, real estate is one of the longest cycles that I've seen where you can be talking to somebody for 5-6 months before they become a paid, you know, transaction. That's just what it is, right? Unlike other businesses like service-based businesses where you may talk to a person for a week or two, then they're ready to pull the trigger. That's not the case in real estate. So you got to factor in the timing. So be prepared to say, am I willing to do the work for free of charge for the next 8 months without being paid a single cent? And every month I had to commit several hundred dollars to my operation. The beautiful thing about real estate is the checks come in big chunks, right? $20,000, $12,000. $15,000, $30,000. So you can literally spend $8,000 for like 6 months straight on softwares and VAs, hiring part-time VAs and all that. And literally one deal will turn everything around, right? So one of the biggest things I want to tell people is you got to be consistent in whatever you're doing. If you're investing in a VA salary, be consistent in, you know, every 2 weeks you're switching out your VAs. Every month you're changing out your list. Be consistent in something, and I guarantee you that the results will come. When I look at guys that's crushing and killing it, I'm like, yo, how you close that deal? Oh, that was a lead we've been talking to for 2 years. See, we're quick and easy to give up on things, not understanding the life cycle of business. So once you understand that, yo, this is a marathon, this is not a race, it's a marathon, you're going to be good. So when you're trying to measure your VA's offer, yeah, you gave me 10 leads this month, but I ain't closed anything, so I'm going to fire you. That's not their fault. They're a piece to the puzzle where they're contributing to the lead flow. Their job is not to help you make money. Their job is to help you contribute to your lead flow. And then your sales team job is to help you make money. If you're your own salesperson or you have an acquisition person, then it's their job to get deals on a contract. But get good deals on a contract that just you can dispo yourself or your dispo person can dispo so you can really see the fruit of your labor. I think most people, they just rush to get anything on a contract just to say they did a deal or whatever. And honestly, we are in a market correction where a lot of investors are being very conservative. They're not biting on anything that people send them. They're being very particular. Their lenders are being extra cautious. They have to put a little more money down. So everybody's just walking on eggshells right now because no one wants to catch a falling knife. So you as a wholesaler got to figure out how can I get deals closed as soon as possible and quickly and consistent as possible. Stay on the phones. That's the secret sauce. Most people pay $30,000 to learn this information I'm giving you guys on this podcast. Stay on the phones. So if you work a job, only can talk to sellers 2-3 times a week, you're never going to get a deal. So every day you got to figure out, how can I stay on the phone and talk to my prospects? How can I stay on the phone and talk to the leads that my VA produced for me? Oh, these people not motivated. They're not ready right now. Listen, we live in a country where 80% of the people live paycheck to paycheck. We live in a country where 85% of people don't have $500 saved in their account. Everybody at some point will be a motivated seller. It's all in how long and how consistent you're going to be calling these people to catch them at the right time. Example, a truck driver make $3,500 a week driving long distance trucking. He getting a bad car accident somewhere out of Wyoming. And now he totaled his truck. He broke his foot. And he still had this mortgage coming in. He had a couple of other properties. But this one property in particular, he just can't afford. You've been calling him for months and months. And he's been nonchalant and saying, no, not right now, not right now. But this month, you still called him anyway, even though he told you not right now. And this person said, yes, I need to sell this. I'm ready to sell. What's the difference? The difference is stop assuming you know what the prospect going to tell you or you know what your list going to say because you already talked to him before. You know? Circumstances changes everything, and circumstances are always in a rotation, right? And once you understand that circumstances rotate and things change, you know, it's like standing outside and then every 10 minutes you get a little shade, then every 10 minutes the sun comes back out. But guess what? You didn't change the location. You was just at the right place at the right time. So hopefully you guys take this information and run with it and stop worrying about, yo, when I'm going to get a deal, I'm going to close a deal 30 days. Listen, Give yourself an 8-month game plan. They say, I'm going to be consistent Monday through Saturday for 8 months straight. I'm going to have my VAs call my leads. I'm going to call my own leads. I'm going to pay for inbound marketing. Whatever the case may be consistent at one channel. You don't have to do all these. You don't have to do 5 things at one time. Just get good at one thing. Be consistent in the follow-up. The money is made in the follow-up. You're rarely going to get a deal on your first initial call. So come up with a schedule where you're going to say, okay, I get off work every day at 5 o'clock. From 6 to 8:30, that's going to be times where I'm making my follow-up, my initial calls or my follow-up calls, depending on if you're getting leads coming in sent to you every day. If you follow that, I guarantee you, if you follow what I'm telling you, I guarantee you that you get a deal on a contract. And then the next biggest thing is knowing how to comp deals, knowing how to negotiate, knowing how to be an acquisition manager. And if you're struggling, if you've never done deals over the phone or never went to a seller house and know how to properly negotiate, I strongly recommend you reach out to us and inquire about our acquisition manager training. It's very affordable. It's very easy to understand. It's a great sales system that I built out over the last 3-4 years. And I'm here to tell you that you'll get your money's worth if you work with us when it comes to that. You know, there's two types of people that comes into this business that I notice. People that just saw someone post a check and the check alone is treating them to want to do it. And then people who back is so against the wall, they have no other choice but to figure out. So the people who want to do it, they usually stick around for a few months and then after like spending a few $1,000, they're butt hurt and they're gone. The people that have to do it, they on that phone every single day, grinding, hustling, learning, making deals happen. They're not giving up because there is no other option. See, when you got options, you got a job, you got an extra hustle, you got another business. You're not going to be as intensive as a person who back against the wall and this is their only hope to escape whatever that situation is. So I hope this podcast really resonates with a lot of you guys. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast on any of the platforms, do me a favor. Please leave us a 5-star review. That's all I ask. I don't ask for much. Leave us a 5-star review. If you feel like we're changing and impacting you, tag me on Instagram, @CEO929, in your stories. And just share some positive words so we can see that the podcast is really affecting you. Like I said, I don't personally do coaching. I don't offer coaching. We do consulting and business setup and implementation. We do that stuff. But I don't really offer coaching. So this is my form of coaching the community at a high level without me having to take my time out of my day to really do stuff one-on-one with people. You know, we do have a few people we help here and there, but it's not a business. We don't try to make it a business model. If you need a virtual assistant, head over to CEO929.com. Book a call for the VA. We'll take care of you. If you're just struggling and you don't know what's going on, still book a call with me. Maybe I can give you some pointers or point you to the right direction. And like I said, we don't even sell any courses, but if you still don't know what's going on, reach out to me. I got you a good deal on my virtual seller A to Z course. That helps so many entrepreneurs over the years grow and scale their business. I would give it to you, peanuts on the dollar. Other than that, it's your boy Antoine Campbell. Like I said, like and share this podcast, spread it out to the world. People need it. Well, we're going to be launching masterclasses coming up in April. We're going to be doing a live event in the fall time. We're going to be documenting me doing deals. And we're going to be putting together a program where if you were inspired to do fix and flips and stuff, we're going to be putting together a program where we fix your credit. If you already got good credit, help you get the money and then turn around and get you the loans. And then turn around and help you find a deal, close on a deal, and then see you through the whole entire process, showing you how to flip the house. I think that, you know, that's why a lot of people have been asking me over the years, but I've just been so focused on teaching people wholesaling and VAs that I really haven't made time for the people that want to get into fixing and flipping. So that's something that we're going to be doing in the springtime. Talk to y'all soon. Appreciate you. It's your boy, Antoine Campbell, with the Virtual Wholesaling Podcast with Antoine Campbell.